You may have heard about the homeless man in Boston who was honored by police last week for turning in a backpack full of cash that he'd found in the street. The man's actions have caused his own fortune to grow. An online collection has raised several thousand dollars to reward him. His is just one of many stories of good deeds making headlines. But as NPR's Tobias Smith reports, some question if airing such good news is actually good.
It may not be exactly brand new, but public interest does seem to be piqued these days by ordinary folks making what are seen as extraordinary ethical decisions.
Well, a homeless man in Boston receiving high praise for doing the right thing.
A homeless American doing the right thing.
Honored today in Boston for turning in tens of thousands in cash.
The story went viral, much like another recent story about a Dairy Queen manager from Minnesota who stood up for a blind guy who didn't know he'd been robbed. The blind man dropped a $20 bill and a woman picked it up and pocketed it. The manager threw her out of the restaurant and then handed the blind guy $20 from his own pocket.
The manager of a Dairy Queen showed how sweet he really is.
A simple act of kindness suddenly is making headlines everywhere.
Then, just a few weeks before that, stories swirled about four college football players who found themselves inside a store that was accidentally left unlocked.
A good deed caught on tape.
Instead of just taking what they wanted, they left every penny they owed at the checkout.
It's a story of honesty that has become a shining beacon of righteousness.
There are lots of people who suffer from moral myopia, and so when you see some of these good things happening, it renews some of your faith.
University of Texas professor Mimi Drumright says these are the kind of stories you hope will inspire copycats.
The reports of these good deeds probably are going to beget more good deeds, and that is a good thing.
Already, countless strangers have been paying it forward with $20 tips to the Dairy Queen guy and everything from jobs to gift cards for the other do-gooders, not to mention the small fortune for the homeless man. But at the risk of twisting any of these precious good news stories into more bad news, experts say there may be a downside to overplaying it.
They did do the right thing, and that's commendable. But heroic? I think not.
Carnegie Mellon ethics professor Peter Madsen sees the high praise swirling around these stories as a kind of moral grade inflation.
They had an obligation to do what they did. It was not above and beyond the call of duty like a hero would be. They've really just done something that we should have expected them to do.
When you celebrate what should be ordinary behavior, as extraordinary experts say, it sends a dangerous message.
I do worry about a culture in which people are giving themselves credit for not having done terrible things, right? It sets a pretty low bar for what it takes to be a good person.
London Business School professor Daniel Efron teaches about behavioral ethics. He says vetting folks for what he calls the immoral road not taken could actually encourage bad behavior.
It suggests that most people in that situation would have done those bad things. So it reinforces a norm that most people are selfish and self-serving, and therefore it's okay if you're selfish and self-serving.
Others, however, suggest the reason these stories are seen as remarkable is not because we diminish ourselves, but because of the way we diminish these particular do-gooders. Candace Upton teaches moral psychology at the University of Denver.
In this particular case, I'll just say the homeless man was an African American, and most of the young football players who paid for their goods were African American, and I don't think it's beyond this culture at this time to say that we do, I think, have lower expectations, which is unfair. But that's what sets up the big surprise and hence probably the big response.
Yahoo News, daytime TV shows, you name it, everyone wants to talk to this kid. And we got a chance today, Fox.
Giving Good Samaritans celebrity treatment may also have the unintended consequence of creating monster expectations, kind of like a kid expecting a prize every day that he's not late for school. You have to be careful not to go overboard, as one expert put it, but celebrating folks for doing the right thing is still the right thing to do. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.